History in an Hour. 1914 by Rupert Colley. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Introduction. On the 4th of February 2012, Florence Green died. Born in Edmonton, London in 1901, she was 110 years old. Having been a member of the Women's Royal Air Force, she was also the last veteran of the First World War. The Great War, as it was originally called, had truly passed from living memory into history. It all started in southeastern Europe, in the corner of the Balkans, an area known for its volatile tendencies, but isolated enough for it not to concern the average person on the streets of London, Paris, or Brussels, let alone the citizens of Sydney, Wellington, or Madras. Yet within just over a month of the assassination of the heir to the Austro-Hungarian throne, as the efforts of negotiation and diplomatic bluffs failed, war had erupted, spreading across Europe, then across the globe. But no matter. It would be a short war, finished before the fall of the autumn leaves, or over by Christmas. Motivated by patriotism and nationalism, peppered in varying degrees by ambition, prestige, fear, revenge, obligation, or simply survival, nations went to war. In 1914, the war of people's imagination lay in the previous century. Colourful uniforms, military bands playing, flags flying, and men on horseback, and short, sharp conflicts. But 1914 proved to be different. A watershed, as old notions of war were trampled in the mud. No one could have...